Today's Midwest outlook is still mostly unchanged from that of yesterday. It still looks as though a scattering of showers and thunderstorms will occur at one time or another for most crop areas across the region. The precipitation is going to prove to be favorable for maintaining an excellent outlook for some of the corn pollination potential that will occur for the balance of this month, and we'll expect as the majority of the weather staying almost ideal for that process, not only because of favorable soil moisture and timely rainfall, but also because of seasonable temperatures. We'll expect the afternoon temperatures to run mostly in the 70s and 80s through a big part of the next 10 days to 2 weeks. There will be some slightly cooler biased conditions that will occur over the next couple of days across the Midwest and again during the early to middle part of next week, but both episodes are not likely to generate a substantially colder bias, and degree day accumulations will still be close enough to normal to have a minor impact on the crop. Most of the corn enjoys temperatures in the 70s and 80s, especially when soil moisture is favorable across the region and or timely precipitation occurs. And for the pollination process, all you really need is a little bit of precipitation once in a while and favorable soil moisture along with seasonal temperatures, and that's exactly what we will have. Soybeans are going to continue to develop relatively well. They might like to have a little bit warmer bias than what we're going to see over this next 10 days. But in general, the field conditions will stay mostly quite favorable, and we're expecting to see perhaps some warmer weather develop a little bit later this week going into the weekend for a few days, and the soybean crop will certainly benefit from that short-term period of warmer bias conditions. Overall, for the balance of July, we're expecting to see enough timeliness in rainfall that no area is likely to become critically dry. There will be no dominating ridges of high pressure through a big part of the nation, at least not in the heart of the Midwest. We may see some ridginess occurring periodically across portions of the U.S. plains that will likely induce some drier bias conditions, but drier bias conditions at this time of the year certainly can help the crop maturation and harvest process for winter wheat across many areas. Now, the precipitation that does occur over the plains over the next week to 10 days is going to be periodic, and we are going to see it even though there may be some ridginess of high pressure around at times, but the bottom line will be that the precipitation is infrequent and mostly light, and temperatures will stay warm enough to stimulate good drying conditions between rain events, and the end result should be a favorable environment for harvesting to advance relatively well. The southern U.S. plains, Texas in particular, will go without much rain over the next 7 days, and that's not all that unusual for this time of the year, and the crops down that way should handle the situation relatively well after the rains that have occurred more abundantly in past week. The U.S. Delta and the southeastern states will see a good mix of rain and sunshine over the next 10 days as well, and temperatures will be mostly seasonable. Overall, most of the U.S. Midwest and general neighboring areas will continue to see a very fine environment for crop development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.